EWN reporter Kevin Brandt has been following the story, and he joins us now on the line. I don't know how you suddenly became a she, Kevin. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well in yourself, Bukito.
I'm good. What are the key areas that David Maney covered that we should be mindful of?
Well, Bukito, as you correctly indicated, the MEC painted a bit of a picture to a pre-COVID economic situation in the Western Cape, saying that there were glimmers of hope for the economy. We were just coming out of the drought situation, in particular for the agricultural sector. It then took us into, the COVID-19 period and the national lockdown, and how under level 5 restrictions, for instance, saying that the wine industry lost 300 million rand per week, saying that 350 wine producers had to bow out of the sector, close business. So giving us a bit of an idea also of what we can expect to come in future. Just take a listen to what he had to say, Kuketo.
The Pero Mero also outlined the many opportunities for investment and growth that have emerged in sectors such as agriculture and agri-processing, business process outsourcing and the green economy, as well as opportunities for investment in our regional districts. We can and we will bounce back in the Western Cape.
Some great news there, at least prospect-wise, Kevin, but the picture remains grim when it comes to the province's economic outlook. One could argue, at least from what the MEC had to say, that the provincial economy is going to grow and recover at a faster rate than the country's.
That's correct, yes, and also a lot of focus with regard to jobs. We obviously have seen reports and, know people who've lost their jobs. So the MEC spent a lot of time on how the labor market has been affected as a result of the COVID-19 lockdown, saying that for the 2020 year, they expect around 152,000 jobs will be lost this year, but also saying that there are a lot of policies and a lot of plans in place to stimulate various sectors of the economy. He broke it down into various districts, for instance, in the Cape Winelands, also in the Saldanha West Coast area, also the Overberg, and also there in the Southern Cape George area, specific plans on how they would want to stimulate the economy to get us to a point of economic recovery again. But in the same breath, saying it's not going to be easy. All South Africans, the entire country, will be affected by COVID-19. And saying that at least as the Western Cape government, they have specific areas where they would want to target. Also with regard to energy security for the province as well. Recently, there was an announcement that municipalities in good financial standing will be able to buy electricity from independent power producers or produce it themselves. The ministers see this as also an opportunity to generate some work and tap back or plow back into the economy of the Western Cape, Kuketo.
All right, Kev, just to wrap, one of the other points that the MEC made is the need to support more entrepreneurs in creating what he described as that enabling environment for the private sector to lead growth and that it will lead to long-term economic recovery in the Western Cape. The idea of supporting entrepreneurs, as noble as it is, it's no different from what the president recently also said when he delivered his economic recovery plan to the both houses of parliament. And there was some criticism there saying it's nothing new. Yes, we hear you, but it's no different.
Yes, Kuketo, definitely a lot also with regard to entrepreneurs and how the province intend to also support that sector there. MEC Mania came across very confident and saying that, look, we have these plans in place. It is going to be difficult. We have a lot more to deal with now. But basically saying bear with us and we're trying to save the situation as best we can. Also saying that the Premier will later this week elaborate a bit more with regard to the province's economic plan and what specifics they have in store for the people of the Western Cape, Kuketo.
All right, we appreciate your time. Kevin Brandt, EWN reporter there, speaking to us about what the economic opportunities MEC David Maney had to say in the provincial legislature earlier today.